Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I don't know about you, but I'm still a little bit exhausted even just thinking about Clare and Cork on Sunday, and certainly not briefed and ready yet for yet another football final on this coming Sunday, Galway and Armagh. Yesterday we heard from the Orchard County. Today our reporter Maura Fay is in Galway.
The tribesmen will be hoping to earn their 10th All-Ireland title when they take on Armagh this Sunday. Towns and villages around the county are decked out in maroon and white flags and bunting, including in Uachtarard, which is the home of Galway vice-captain Matthew Tierney. I spoke to Kieran Hanley, who's one of the organisers of a children's summer GA camp taking place in Uachtarard this week, and I asked him what the mood was like in the build-up to the All-Ireland.
There's great excitement around, especially today at the camp. You know, the kids are really looking forward to it. I suppose around the town, you know, the Galway flags are starting to go up, a bit of bunting, signs wishing everyone well. So there's great excitement around, which is great to see.
Tell me about the club here. There's actually a member of the club who's on the Galway panel.
Yeah, so Matthew Tierney would be, he plays with our senior men's team, and he's actually vice captain. So there's even more expectation, I suppose, on him, and there's a lot more excitement because of that. A bit more of an interest, obviously, from, I suppose, everyone in the parish hoping that he does well.
It's a long time since Galway has won an All-Ireland final. What does it mean for Galway to be back in with the chance of taking home Sam Maguire?
Yeah, very exciting. I suppose it's been 2 or 3 years since they've been in the final. I suppose leading up to that, it had been quite a long time, maybe the early 2000s, since they've actually won one. So It'd be wonderful to see them actually do it this time, and you know, they're a bit more experienced, a bit more mature, so hopefully that'll stand them in good stead on Sunday.
Here's what some of the children attending the summer camp had to say.
My name is Sophie and I'm 8 years old.
Sophie, are you excited that Galway are going to be playing in an Ireland football final?
Yeah, I'm excited for them to win and I wish them luck, and then they might come to our school.
My name's Owen and I'm 12.
Who is your favourite Galway footballer?
Damien Comer, Shane Walsh and Matthew Tierney. They're probably the best players, and if any Armagh players injure them, I'll be coming after you.
I'm Tess and I'm 10.
Tess, are you excited that Galway are in an Ireland football final?
Yes.
What are you excited about?
Them beating Armagh again.
Do you think that they're going to beat them by much?
Yeah, 2 points.
Who's your favourite Galway footballer?
Matthew Tierney.
Is that because he plays for your club?
Yeah, and I know his dad, and his dad is very nice.
My name is Oisín Joyce, and I'm age 10.
Oisín, are you excited that Galway are going to be in a football final?
Yes. Sam is coming home!
Do you think Galway are going to beat Armagh by much?
A couple of points. It's going to be a tight game.
Who is your favourite Galway footballer?
Probably Damien Comer. He's just good. He'll take his points, and then he'll take his goals. So.
And you've a class haircut. It's called a mullet, is that it?
Yeah, it's called a mullet.
And what made you decide to grow a mullet?
Well, I was born with it and I didn't want to lose it.
And do lots of kids nowadays have mullets?
It's starting to come back.
Popular around Galway?
Yeah. Come on, Galway!
Henry Keogh is the owner of Keogh's Gift Shop, which is located in the centre of Uachtarard. He told me that Galway jerseys are flying off the shelves.
There's absolutely unprecedented demand for the Galway jerseys, Maura. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. And, I mean, it's just incredible. And, as I say, with our local hero Matthew Tierney playing, I mean, it has made it even greater than normal. So we're just absolutely... We just can't wait, Maura. We just can't wait. I wish that tomorrow could be Sunday. We just really cannot wait for the All-Ireland final.
How seriously do Galway take their football?
Well, Maura, let me tell you, Galway take their football very, very seriously. We have a very rich tradition of football. The purest of football is played in Galway. I know the term is easily thrown around, but it really is. We are a heartland of pure, skillful football. And, you know, when Galway play football to their best, I don't think you'll see anything. People talk about Kerry as well, but really it's a pure style of football in Galway. It's a beautiful, beautiful blend of skill. And I think if we can bring that out on Sunday, it will be magical.
Up the road is Annadown GA Club, which is the home of Galway star forward Damien Comer. Tom Craven, who's been a long-serving member of the club, told me what demand has been like for tickets.
Oh, it's been crazy. Crazy. We had a ticket draw last night. We got 182 tickets. Six of those went to the top table and the other 174 were raffled last night. I'd say we didn't have half enough.
Tell me about the club. You're in a rural part of Galway but have a massive membership.
We're, what, about 10 miles northeast of Galway City. It's a very popular area for a lot of people buying sites. I think almost a third of the population in Annadown at the moment are Mayo-born. I'd say the ticket draw last night, I'd say half the tickets went to people from Mayo. We're not jealous and, you know, we support them when they're in the final and they're very quick to support us when we're in the final.
You've obviously seen Damien Comer come through underage to minor to now senior with Galway. What's it like being seeing that progression?
It's been a wonderful progression. We've always had people from the parish involved in Galway teams. Damien is a bit of an exception. He's an exceptional player and we're very proud of him.
What's your prediction for Sunday?
I think we can win it and I think we will win it. I think Armagh are very crafty, but I think Galway are a more skillful football team. I think we might be a bit shy when it comes to the current modus operandi in football. We find this passing back and passing across the field very difficult. It's not a natural Galway way of operating, but we've got acclimatised to us, and I think Pádraic Joyce has done an exceptional job on it.
One of Annadown's club players, Jack Dowd, told me what Damien Comer is like as a teammate.
Oh, brilliant. Like, yeah, he learns so much, especially being a forward myself. He learns so much tips off him and he's always there to lend a hand or do anything. He's great to have a teammate and obviously serious to having a team.
What's the mood among Galway fans, would you say? Do you think that they're going to defeat the Orchard men?
They're hopeful, hopeful. I suppose the record over the last couple of games, it's even enough, but you'd fancy yourselves in it, definitely.
Do you think Armagh will be able to control Damien now come Sunday?
They'll have to be on top form to control that lad. Him and Shane inside, it takes some stopping. So, personally, I don't think they will, but they'll be a great match.
That is the line of the day. I was born with it. I didn't want to lose it. Fair play to you, young fella. Coming up after the break, who's ready for World War III?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.